Good morning, everyone. It's another week gone by, and I'm glad to be able to be with you. And we're going to continue to look at the Word of Faith lifestyle. This one I've headed up God's plan, because I believe more and more, as I've studied into the Word of Faith, that God's plan is just that, you and I to live a lifestyle of faith in Him and His Word. 2024, progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. We're here, and Diane and I, we're experiencing this, and we're believing that you, as our partners, and everyone listening, will catch hold of the Word and will increase and have their expectations fulfilled as well. But I want you to go to Hebrews 10, 38 and 39, because in 38 it says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul." It is the first part that I want to just touch on firstly. "Now the just shall live by faith." Now that's in Hebrews 10:38, but it repeats the injunction from Romans 1:17, that the just shall live by faith. They shall have their life sustained, undergirded by faith. It refers, goes back into the Old Testament with Habakkuk 2:4. And then in Galatians 3:11, it says the same thing. Throughout the Bible, the Lord makes it abundantly clear that He expects those who are righteous to manifest that righteousness by following a consistent lifestyle of faith. Evidently, as well, from Scripture, the kind of faith that our Lord is going to be looking for when He returns in triumph is that unwavering, uncompromising faith that will not accept defeat. Why? Because He knows that faith is the spiritual force that sustains or undergirds life. And so we've looked at Noah's life over the last couple of weeks, and he is a man who performed a great act of faith with the ark. And you can't imagine the amount of persecution for the time he took to build the ark. But through all that done, he stood strong. And when you look at Genesis chapter 6, very interesting to see the life of Noah and see how he is referred to. When you look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 and 9, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation." And it says, "And Noah walked with God." In fact, actually, the last part of that verse 9 in the Amplified said, "Noah walked in habitual fellowship with God." I want you to take note of that. Oh, that will be with like us. It's like the testimony of Enoch, who walked with God and then he was no more. I want that to be us. Amen. And twice we saw, as we went into Noah coming out of the ark, that he said twice to him, "Hey, I want you to go forth, go into the earth, multiply, and cause abundance to come to the earth, fulfill it." Amen. So when you look at that, what was Noah's responsibility from Scripture, Genesis 10 and verse 1 and verse 32? "Now these are the generations of Noah, of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Unto them were the sons born after the flood. These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations in their nation, and by these were the nations divided into the earth after the flood." When you begin to look at Scripture and you see how many of Noah's sons and had sons and sons and sons. And you know, when you look at that, they were all direct descendants of one man, Noah. As such, Noah was directly responsible for seeing they were informed about the perpetual covenant that God had made with them through him. If you look at how Noah failed, when you think about it, Noah actually lived for 350 years after the flood. He had all that time to impart to them. But Noah failed in his handling of that responsibility. Because when you go through to Genesis 11, you find that they have multiplied so much, but then they say, and they want to build a tower and reach into the heavens, make us a name. In fact, what the understanding it is, they wanted to be like God and wanted to have their own religion. But God comes down and he said, "We've got to be scattered. We've got to scatter them about, confound their language. They may not understand one another." So the Lord scattered them abroad, he said in Genesis. If you read that passage, it's Genesis 11, 1 to 8. And they left off building the city because there was no unity. It's just something that you and I want to get hold of today, that as we walk by faith, as we have our lives sustained by faith, it's God's plan. But as a family, we need to walk by faith together. We need to have the unity in faith. We must be blessed with that unity, and we pass it on to our families. Because when you look at this account, it was two chapters after the account of the flood. We see Noah and their sons no longer pursuing Jehovah, building themselves a tower. So although he was a great man of, if you like, an act of faith, he didn't demonstrate a lifestyle because he didn't teach his descendants. And I'm going over it because the body of Christ today needs you and I to teach the lifestyle of faith, because I believe today it is the stability of our time. We're living in a very shaky world in a very unsettled times. I don't know about you, but I would hate to think that I have to live in this day and hour without the Word of God. I would hate to think that I was without Christ, without the ability to tap into the higher knowledge that is offered, than is offered by the world in which we, you and I live. Thank God we have access to wisdom that comes from above. With that revelation, knowledge, and the divine wisdom, we can find stability in very unstable times. And so, as I finish today, I want to read from you from Proverbs chapter 4, when Solomon was talking about David, and he says in verse 4 in the Amplified, "He taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments,'" and what? "And live." It's just like he said to Joshua, the same thing, "You meditate on my way day and night and you have good success." But then Proverbs 4, verse 5, "Get skillful and godly wisdom. Get understanding, discernment, comprehension, interpretation. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth." Now then in verse 6, "Forsake not wisdom or the word, and the word will keep you, defend and protect you. Love her, the word, and she will guard you." Now this is the scripture I want you to go to think about now. The beginning of wisdom is, get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing, and with all of you have gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, interpretation. The word of God will be the stability of our times. The word of faith that Paul preaches is what we are to pass on to our children. So I want you to be encouraged today not to draw back from this word of God, this word of faith. So God is not a man that would lie. I have encouraged you to press into the word. It is God's plan for you to press into that word, to grow in faith, to grow in his love, to grow in an understanding of the plan that he has for you. I hope you're encouraged today. I believe as we tie into that wisdom of God from his word, we will be encouraged by faith to encourage our families as well, to walk with them, to talk with them, and tell them of the goodness of our God. So, really enjoyed that. I hope it's built you up in faith. Love you lots. I will get to you next week. Have a great week. God bless. Goodbye. See you soon. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-6534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 4230. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.